Right, well, joining me now is the North Ferriby United striker, Tom Denton, after that marvellous win against Solihull Moors. Tom, how are you feeling today?
Yeah, it's been a good day. It's been a good weekend, to be fair. We had a good game on Saturday and went there with a good game plan. We've come away with 3 points. So a great weekend all round, really.
I was going to say, for yourself as well, getting a couple of goals on the score sheet doesn't do you any harm.
Yeah, it's nice to get on the score sheet again. And scored last time about Christmas time, so to get two in the first 20 minutes was a great start to the game, yeah.
And when you look at Ferriby, I mean, the run the team's going on, it just seems like every week the results are being picked up.
Yeah, every week we seem to be winning games. I think that's, out of the last 11 games, I think that's 9 wins and 2 defeats, so would have took that at the start of the season. So yeah, it's going really well and lads are buzzing, really.
And what do you put it down to? Because obviously, you know, you've gone into games as underdogs. Now teams are, you know, giving you a lot more credit and you're still picking up the results.
Yeah, I think we're going under the radar a little bit, you know. So, teams are thinking, oh, it's fair, they're a decent team, but we could take points off them. We're just going under the radar nicely and coming off with the right side of the results, really. So it's going well for us.
And when you look at it, obviously, you're not the only one who's getting the goals. There's a couple of lads who are really chipping in. I've been speaking to Liam Kingy a few times, and, you know, he's getting goals as well. So it really is a combined effort.
That's it. Like last season, I think it was just me and Kingy and maybe Ryan Kendall now and again. But this season, it's me, Kingy, Ryan Kendall, Curtis Bateson's even getting to double figures now, and Clarke will be nearly there. So, yeah, when they're all chipping in, it takes the pressure off the strikers a bit and seems to be picking up the results along the way as well.
I was going to say, when you look at it, does that make your job a little bit easier when you know when you're going onto the pitch, it's not all on your shoulders to get the goals?
Well, that is nice, but you want one that's getting the goals because that's your job and that's what you're paid for. Like, so that is, but it is good to see that midfielders and the wide men chipping in as well.
And when you look at it, obviously last season was memorable for the cup run. I mean, is that something you still think about, being at Wembley?
Yeah, it was good last year at Wembley, to be fair. But this year, I think it's been a bit of a blessing in disguise getting knocked out. We got knocked out in the first round, so we've been able to focus more on the league this season. I think it's definitely set us in good stead.
And is it a case as well, obviously, a couple of seasons ago, you were so near to going up and it didn't work out for whatever reason for Ferriby. And you've been in that dressing room, you've seen the reaction afterwards. Do you feel that the lads who were there, it's kind of worked in their favour as well?
Yeah, so that's it, a bit of experience. Like 2 years now, 3 years in the Conference North now. So, yeah, lads were good last time. So I think this season will give them, push them on this year and hopefully get up.
And of course, you've been at other clubs as well, and including Huddersfield Town. I mean, that was a couple of years ago. How did you enjoy your time at Huddersfield? Because you joined for a transfer fee and obviously you'd never really made it there in terms of getting game time. But did you enjoy being a part of that setup?
Yeah, it was a great setup, to be fair, because that were about 6 years ago now. So, but I'm from Huddersfield and I live in Huddersfield. I'm a Huddersfield fan, so yeah, it was a bit of a dream come true when it came around. So I enjoyed my 3 years there, although it didn't work out. But yeah, it was a good time for me, that.
I was going to say, it must always be a nice feeling to be joining the team you support and, you know, really thinking that you can play a part in that.
Yeah, it was a nice feeling, but obviously it wasn't meant to be at the time, and you move on and move forward in your career, really.
And when you joined North Ferriby, I mean, what aims were in place? You joined from Worksop Town. Was it a case that you thought this team could go where they are, or were the aims maybe a little bit less because you really are surprising people?
Well, when I first joined, obviously, it was the year before they finished second, the year before and I joined, and I thought Billy, the manager, was always on about winning the league. Whereas this year, they haven't really mentioned all about that. We've just taken each game as it comes, and It's going better than we thought.
And obviously, when you look at it in terms of Billy Heath, he's signed that brand new contract, and that must give you something because you know that the manager who you signed for is going to be here for the long term.
Yeah, that's always good because Billy's been brilliant with me ever since I've joined, and he's good with all the lads, and he's a top manager, to be fair. And seeing him sign a 3-year contract is a great boost for everyone, I think.
Because it really does offer that stability, doesn't it?
It does for Billy and Bobby. They live around there, so it's good for them and it's good for their careers as well, I suppose.
And looking at last season, towards the end of the campaign, obviously, the news that broke, the uncertainty. I mean, how was it when you were told that there was a possibility that the relegations could happen?
Yeah, it wasn't nice in the dressing room actually after that game. There's a few sad faces in that, but he said to hang tight, and then apparently the owners have turned it round, which is great news for everyone, because it's a great little club, to be fair, and everyone gets along with everyone, and it's just such great news that we're still in the league and doing as well as we are doing.
And do you think that that news kind of kept you all together, because you've come into this season basically the same squad with a couple of additions, one or two did leave, but a couple of additions, and then it really has been a case that, you know, you were all in that position where you could have all been moving to different clubs, you've stayed, and now you're playing great football together. Do you think that that moment might have actually played a part in you doing so well?
Yeah, I think so, but I was definitely closer together, because, as you say, the future was very uncertain, and knowing when it got sorted out, knowing everyone was staying as well, so that was a boost for everyone, and like I say, we started off the season really well, and carrying it on now.
And when you look at North Ferriby United, obviously some weeks you're playing at home in front of a couple of hundred, and then you're going to grounds like Stockport County, FC United and Manchester. What's it like, the difference? Because obviously the noise and the passion will be the same, but obviously when you're going to grounds like that, the numbers are a lot bigger.
Yeah, they are a lot bigger to fair than a couple of hundred at Ferriby. But when you're playing at Ferriby, the crowds are getting bigger and bigger as well as we're doing. We're getting up to 500-600 now. So, but when you do go to Stockport County and FC United, the noise, the atmosphere is brilliant, and it just ups your game a bit. And we got a good 1-1 draw at Stockport early on in the season, so that was good.
And when you look at Ferriby, you just mentioned it there, the fact the crowds are just slowly but surely starting to increase, and obviously, you know, if you keep going on a good run with the side, more fans are going to come.
That's it. Every week they're slowly going up. We got 800, I think, in our FA Cup replay against Stalybridge earlier on the season. And then we had the semi-final of the trophy. There was nearly 2,000 in. So, like I said, if the results keep going well and we're still at the top of the league, I'm sure they'll keep coming.
And when you look at it as well, there have been changes made to the infrastructure. I know improvements have been made to the clubhouse. And I suppose that's the thing, isn't it? If you can make the environment so good off the pitch and then they come and see good football, there's more chance that they'll keep coming back.
That's it. They'll keep coming back. And they just obviously opened a new club shop and selling memorabilia from Wembley and all-season shirts and that. So, yeah, it's all going well. And the owners and everyone behind the scenes are doing a great job.
And when you look at it then, in terms of where you want to become at the end of the season, do you think automatic promotion is a possibility? Because at the minute, only 1 point behind it, you must be thinking higher. Are you keeping your feet on the ground at the minute?
Yeah, you've got to keep your feet on the ground, because anything can happen in football. But we're right in the mix with, 16, 17 games to go. So we've just got to take each game as it comes, one at a time, and then you never know. Come see what it's like in 5 games to go. You never know.
But it must give you a lot of heart that you've faced the so-called big teams in the league and taken points off them. So when you're facing some of the teams that are nearer the bottom, it must give you great belief that you're going to pick up the points.
It does, yeah, but they seem to raise the game more. When you're playing the teams at the bottom seem to raise the game more. So you've got to be wary of that, because we've slipped up a few times. So we'll be ready for them teams at the bottom as well as the top. So